Skopos is the Greek word for aim or purpose. Listen to this edition of Skopos as Dr. Brett Larson helps apply the purposes of Scripture to our daily lives.
Just when it seems things can't get crazier, they do. I mean, they smash through the crazy ceiling to new heights almost every day. I read an article about young children in Europe being exposed to naked adults to help the children decide on their gender. We hear about biological males claiming to feel like a woman and win sporting competitions. It seems like once the subjective experiential acceptance door cracked open regarding morality, the floodgates burst and there's no line. The same is true regarding just about any issue. Truth and morality are now put in a subjective box and never permitted to claim objectivity or absolutes. Postmodern secular progressivism certainly seems to be winning. So how do we deal with these times, these crazy, evil times? First, we as Christians recognize that this is not new to God. Throughout the Bible, from Genesis right through to Revelation, man's sinfulness is horrifically void of moral truth. Second, we understand that without a Savior and a new heart, the Bible tells us that people are slaves to sin and it has a grip on them. It should burden us more than it should anger us. Finally, we must speak truth in love, regardless of the cost. What does that mean? It means we do not compromise as we speak the truth and we represent Christ in the world. However, we do it out of heartbreak for a lost world. The truth that comes from our mouth must be sourced in God's word, not our own, and must be done for redemptive purposes. That is difficult to do, as this world is frustrating and infuriating. See, here's where it gets very difficult. How do we know when? Do we go around picking fights? Do we never fight? Do we just lifestyle evangelize, that ridiculously stupid trend? Thank God seems to have died out in Christian circles. What does the Bible say to do? Well, it's pretty simple. Christ tells us in John 15 that our primary effort and concern is to abide. Yep, just abide. This is seen throughout Scripture, by the way, that the answer to all these questions of how, when, and what, it's abide. See, when we abide in Him, it no longer becomes our deal. It's not your fight, it's His. It's not your timing, it's His. It's not your argument or answer, it's His. Just watch Him. Enjoy the works He has prepared for you. How incredibly freeing. You mean just abide? Did I hear you right, Dr. Larson? You're supposed to have a fancy answer. Well, I don't. Just abide and watch Him work. Sounds easy, right? It is, but it's actually difficult because it's so easy. It's hard to just let go and enjoy Him. But that's the answer, like it or not. Get in the Word, study it alone and with others, and watch Him work.
Thanks for listening to Skopos. We hope it challenges you to pursue Christ and dig deeper into God's Word. Check out Skopos online at wdcxradio.com.